What's up, fellas?
How you doing,
How's it
Coach?
going?
All right, so I would say I thought for a good portion of the game we played with the level of physicality that we needed to play with to win. But Howard just wore us down in the second half. I thought they really controlled the paint in the second half. The kid Bryce Harris was terrific. We fouled them a ton. I thought that was a big thing. They were 20 for 26 from the foul line. We were 7 for 11. And then we missed opportunities at the rim. We missed open threes in the second half especially. But I think the biggest key was the fact that we put them on the foul line so much and that they controlled the paint by driving in there and offensive rebounding on us in the second half.
You had six turnovers in the first 10 minutes, but then only one in the second half of the first half. How'd you kind of calm you guys down?
We got a lot of inexperienced guys that are trying to make plays. The way we play, everybody's kind of touching it. And so, we've got to get that under control. It's echoing now. So, we got to get that under control. We had one guy with five and one guy with three. Our forwards are turning it over a lot.
Yeah, Coach. I remember you told me after the first game at Northeastern, the loss there, that you need to get Otto and Nico more involved in this game. And it seemed like you guys were able to do that. Sorry, one second. Brandon, can you ask a question real quick? Sorry, my roommates are knocking on my door.
Yeah. Odom and Towns also had pretty good games for Howard, especially Towns with that 8 points.
Yeah. Him coming and playing that, I thought he really helped him. He was a difference. He was a big difference in the game. His 13 points really helped him.
And then then my last question. I know he's gonna go, but obviously a long road trip to start the year. Kind of what do you take from these first three games before the home opener?
Trying to learn and grow. I think that's the big thing. What can we take from the three games that we lost? What can we take from it? I thought obviously in the Northeastern game and this game, they were two winnable games, but you have to make the plays to win it. We're going to have to learn how to make plays on, when things get tough. We're going to have to execute at a higher level, and we're going to have to defend and get stops at a higher level. Like, they shot 50% in the second half and 19% in the first half, and that was just because I thought they just wore us down.
Yeah, Coach, sorry about that whole debacle again. But the question that I was going to ask is, you guys were able to get both Otto and especially Nico involved early on in the first half, and you guys your offense just seemed more consistent the first half as opposed to the second half. What kind of change? Did you see anything that you didn't like in the second half that kind of you chose to revert to, playing inside out a little more?
I can't remember if we got it in. A ton. I thought we got the ball in a couple times, and we didn't convert. So sometimes when you get it in there, you're not converting. You're a little more reluctant to throw it back in there. But Otto had nine attempts. I know he took that last three. But I do think, we got to convert when we get it in there. I think that's one thing. And part of that is getting it in. So, I can't sit here and say, well, we could have thrown it in more in the second half. You could be right, but I thought we got good shots in the second half. We missed layups. Our guards missed layups. Our bigs missed at the rim, and we missed wide open threes. So I don't know what to tell you. These are shots that we practice all the time, and I feel like eventually they're going to go down if we're taking the right ones.
Is there anybody that in particular you're looking to kind of step up offensively? I remember, again, you told me after the game in Northeastern, you're looking at Miles as the leader of this team. To kind of take on a scoring responsibility. Is there anybody else that you're looking at?
I think right now, you hit it on the head. I think we've got to solve the issue at scoring the ball at the rim. So that's one thing. And I think when you say that, okay, that's probably going to be more like Otto and Nico, right? So we hope that we can get those guys going at scoring at the rim. And then, does some other guys emerge? I don't want to sit here and say, hey, it's got to be Kai Alexander. Hey, it's got to be Matai. Hey, it's got to be Ben Roy. I don't really know. I think time will tell who those guys will, who those guys are going to emerge. But if we can get Nico and Otto going, and Miles can, you know, Miles got, you know, got 10 tonight. We get Nico and Otto finishing better. I think we're a completely different team, and I think everything kind of falls into place. But until we can score the ball at the basket, you know, it makes the game really hard.
I got one more question for me. Obviously, you already mentioned this. The Howard Bison shot a really poor percentage from field goal in the first half, about 19-20%. In the second half, they just seemed to turn their offense up. Is there any looks that you think defensively gave you guys trouble? Any players in particular? Obviously, I know
you talked about. I thought they made, you know, look, you know, Seth Towns made some shots. You know, that I thought that helped them. And then the kid, Bryce Harris, was terrific. You know, I thought he, you know, they got to the foul line. I thought that really hurt us. So the mixture of, you know, when they got it into the paint, if they didn't score, you know, they were able to get to the foul line. And I thought that was the biggest difference in the game. Like, they shot 20 foul shots. They made 20 foul shots. We made 7. They got 13 points. That was the difference in the game. And so they were able to drive the ball in there. It was nothing that – was no actions that were they were doing. They were just – kind of putting their heads down and driving the ball and just playing bully ball with us and then getting it off the backboard at times. That was the difference in the game. And then obviously Towns is 3. And then, you know, Dockery made one big one, but he was 1 for 4 for the game. We did a pretty good job on him, but we fouled him. That's the one thing. We try to play hard, but we just foul these guys. Like, he got 6 points from the foul line. Bryce Harris got 4, you know, that's a lot. I mean, to shoot 11 foul shots and they shoot 26 and you're on the road, that's a hard game to win, no matter what you're doing. It's just going to catch up to you.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, this free throw deficit seems to be a pretty common thing through the first 3 games of the season. Have you kind of brought it up to your guys that, hey, we need to play defense without fouling. We need to play physical without putting them on the line.
Did I say that?
No, I was wondering if you have like kind of brought that up to your team at all.
If I ever said anything like that before, are you asking me that?
Yeah, that's kind of my question, I suppose.
Yeah, of course I have. I've said a lot of things. I also said don't turn it over. We turned it over 13 times, so you know it's harder just to go do it. You know, like, it's easy to say, hey guys, we got to play hard without fouling, but you have a lot of guys that haven't played before. You know, you got a lot of guys that never played more than – you got some guys never played more than 8 minutes in a college game, and now they're playing 25 minutes. You got 2 guys that never played Division I before. You got 4 freshmen that's never played Division I basketball before. So a lot of things that we're saying, it sounds great. It's harder to do when you play against some big bodies in there, you know, that are a little bit older, a little bit more mature. That, you know, this is a team that I think can come around you know, as time goes on. But yeah, we definitely talk about playing with physicality without fouling. That's one of our defensive pillars. So thanks for that.
And last question for me. Obviously a tough road trip to start the season 0-3, but you guys are coming home on Thursday playing your first home game. What are some of the things that you're going to be looking at for your team to do
during that game? They always ask that question after a game. And honestly, I have no thoughts on that at all. You know, honestly, I just kind of focus on Howard. I'll watch the film tonight, you know, and then I'll start thinking about Bryant, you know. But, you know, we're hoping to get home and get in front of our fans and get our first win. That's kind of what we're hoping for. But the game plan and my thoughts on how to do it, it won't change dramatically. You know, we try to, you know, do the same things we try to do today for the most part, but I need to kind of watch the film of them before I give you kind of an elaborate view of what we should be doing.
There you go.
Hey, great questions, guys. Especially that question about physicality without fouling. I can't wait to tell my team that the writer asked about physicality without fouling. I like that. But that's how you got to play.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. I'll see you guys.
Thank you, Coach.
See you, brother.